Well, the county is really following the national pattern in that there are ongoing cases. And the problem with COVID is that it's like bubbles in your lino. When you try and press it down in one place, it may appear somewhere else. So we know, like, for example, over the last 5 or 6 months that we've had over 500 cases in the county. We know that we've had about 25 cases in the county in the last few weeks. So, and a small number of them have been in Letterkenny. My understanding is that it's in the numbers are in terms of a handful. So it's right throughout the county in small numbers in various places. And you're right, if people feel, gosh, it is all in one area, another area is safe. I mean, that's nonsense.
I mean, people are literally cancelling shopping trips, cancelling hotels. You're saying at this time, and there's mass testing going on at the moment, and they're testing hundreds of people. And I think the national rate's in around 98%, and we hope that is the way here. But seeing a HSE lorry, seeing hazmat suits, that is, until such time as this is behind us, that is what the reaction has to be, to try as much as we can to contain the virus, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the messages from countries that were successful in chasing this was that they had high levels of testing and tracing. And the HSE and nationally and locally have put huge effort and resources into being as reactive as we possibly can in terms of tracking the number of cases in the county. So to be quite honest, I'd be more concerned if we were doing less testing and if this band that has been seen was only seen in other parts of the country. We want the testing to be done here. And it is reassuring so far that the numbers are certainly in a lot of counties are a lot worse. Maybe some are a little bit better. But that's the nature of it.
There's an implication out there, Doctor, and I really appreciate you giving us the time to explain this, because, as I say, I try to, it's not my job, I'm not a GP, but obviously, as you can understand, it's a current affairs show and people listening in every day to track what's going on. And I've kind of become a lightning rod as if I'm, but the reason, what I'm trying to get at here is we had no cases yesterday and we had no cases the day before. There's this feeling out there that the public is being hoodwinked, that we're not being told what's going on, that some cases aren't being reported, that things are being covered up, that if you're not an Irish citizen, then you're not counted in the figures. Oh, how accurate and how live are these figures? In other words, no cases the day before yesterday, so there was no positive tests the day before that. Four cases yesterday, which means there was four positive cases the day before. There's not going to be any cases today because there was no positive cases yesterday. And who's to say what's ahead of us tomorrow and the day after? Are those the actual figures, or is anything being covered up?
Well, I'm certainly not aware of any cover-up going. I mean, all the people that I speak to and I'm involved with are absolutely committed to a transparent and proper and professional process. There's absolutely no benefit in anybody suppressing a case, because if you were to do that, you're only going to encourage spread. So that just, I've no experience of it, and none of the people that I speak and work with would have anything to do with that. There are very slight variations. For example, sometimes cases in the hospital and cases in the community are reported separately. I do understand there may have been one positive case in the county yesterday. So sometimes the case may not be reported for a few hours longer or after another case has been reported. So there can be minor variations. But of course, the conspiracy theorists and the catastrophists jump onto all of this and say, they can't give us exact figures, or they can't say whether it's 11 or 12 or 1 or 2.
But
in terms of the overall approach that the country is trying to take to manage the spread and to control this so that less people get sick and less people die is a very consistent and fair and open and transparent one.
How important is it that, you know, like if I go to a hospital for a test for anything, it could be cancer, it could be hypertension, whatever it might be, that is private, you know, that has to be private. And do we not also have to treat as much as we can, you know, the testing for COVID-19 as private? The stigma attached to it, it's starting to worry me now, particularly what I'm seeing on social media, particularly around Letterkenny, when you, as the clinical lead of the COVID Hub Centre in Letterkenny, says that there are cases across the county, that people are being targeted, outed, addresses given. People are generally going to not come forward if we don't break this stigma down and stop COVID shaming and stop turning it into some sort of a witch hunt. We have to presume, do we not, that this is everywhere and that we all have it. That's the only way we're going to avoid lockdown too.
Absolutely. I think we have to go back to the basics in terms of the hand washing, the mask wearing, the reducing unnecessary contact, the not congregating in large numbers for any purpose, whether it be a Naraqtas dinner or anything else. So those things are really important. People do want information, though, Greg. If they feel they're not being told where cases might be, then they kind of, conspiracy theorists, just add 2 and 2 and make 202. But I think if you hear that it's in another town, you shouldn't just say, God, that's great, it's not near me. We still have to assume it's around us all the time, and we all have to take the precautions no matter where. And yes, for example, there were cases in Port Salon, and people said, oh gosh, we can't go to Port Salon, we'll go to Downing's or Dunfermline instead. But that's nonsense. Port Salon is as safe as anywhere else.
No, speaking to a lady,
is as safe. Possibly safer, Greg, when people are aware that it's out there.
Sorry, I talked over you then. I'm really sorry. You were saying that Letterkenny is as safe as anywhere, perhaps even safer because of the action that's ongoing at the moment.
I think so, yes. I think that people have high levels of awareness, and there's no evidence that there's any excessive numbers or cluster compared to the population in Letterkenny to anywhere else at the moment. As far as I honestly know and I'm aware, there's no evidence that it would be any less safe than anywhere else.
What is the procedure, generally speaking, Dr. Armstrong, because this will address another thing that's going around and has been going around, not to any specific case, I mean broadly speaking, and I'm sure it's around the country. If I test positive, okay, and I'm living in the house with a big family, I'm living with 6 people, okay, and the 6 people I'm with refuse a test. I'm positive, I've taken the test, but the 6 people living with me refuse a test and maybe even refuse to self-isolate. How common is that? Does that happen? And how do the HSE deal with that?
It does happen that people fail to follow advice. We do hear individual stories of people who are advised by the GP that they must get a swab or must isolate and don't do it, and then other people can be affected. I've heard that at various stages. So, unfortunately, it is an issue. The approach that the government and the country has taken has been to appeal to the common sense of the vast majority of people to follow the guidelines. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people have done that and do take advice and do. Whether it needs to self-isolate or give a swab or whatever. Sometimes people are genuinely concerned, well, if I self-isolate, my business is affected or my job is affected or whatever, but they need to realise that the greater good is to follow the advice, to get themselves sorted, ensure they don't pass it on to people around them, no matter where they live or what they do or what age they are.
We're going to have to get a little bit more used to, aren't we, seeing this type of activity, because we're going to be extra careful in schools and we're moving into a season where people will get new coughs and people at that point will have to stay potentially off school. Everyone in the house will potentially have to self-isolate until such time as a GP makes a determination or a test determines our... So what I'm trying to get at, instead of us pointing to the neighbours and saying, look what's happening over there, we have to realise, don't we, and normalise this, that we may be experiencing this ourselves. And the only way we're going to get through winter without more restrictions is if we try and have a more relaxed attitude to that.
Yeah, I think society has to move on. The economy has to get going again. We have to keep people safe. One of the things we have all learned, I think, over the last 6 months is that certainly GPs have seen less viral and infective illnesses over the past few months because people were mixing less, were more careful with their hand washing and using gels and other measures. So there's a reasonable chance that even going into this winter and other winters, if we maintain the high standards that we have developed over the last 6 months, that we may see a little bit less transmission than we normally would. I think we've learned we give things to each other much more easily than we would have thought. Mm-hmm. I think that includes all of us. So people are more careful. There's a lot of, cleaning going on in places, restaurants and coffee shops, door handles, all that kind of thing. So there are sensible things that hopefully we will develop into long-term habits from what have been short-term changes in behaviour.